Illinois Governor J.P. Pritzker says the Trump administration plans to federalize 300 members of the state's National Guard. In a statement, Pritzker says the Guard got word from the Pentagon early Saturday they would be called up. He did not say when or where the Guard would be deployed, but President Trump has threatened to send troops into Chicago as part of a nationwide crackdown on crime and immigration. Now, that crackdown is one of the key proposals of Project 2025. Donald Trump spent much of last year's election campaign actively distancing himself from that contentious blueprint for governing. But as Ashley Burke reports from Washington, he is now openly embracing it.
I'm a person with great common sense. I'm not an extremist at all.
During his re-election campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly distanced himself from Project 2025, a controversial policy blueprint.
I mean, they're seriously extreme. But I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it.
But for the first time, Trump is publicly changing his tune and appears to be embracing it, acknowledging online his budget director, Russ Vogt, was a key architect known for his Project 2025 fame, and said he's meeting him to discuss cutting what he calls Democratic agencies.
He feels emboldened to do that because there has not been significant pushback against many of his authoritarian actions.
Manisha Sinha with the University of Connecticut describes what changed.
I think he somehow feels now that he is president for the second time and the Republicans have completely kowtowed to him in Congress and they control both houses, that he can sort of reveal himself, reveal his true colors.
The Heritage Foundation has become the space.
Project 2025 is a sweeping policy plan created by conservative think tank the Heritage Foundation for Trump if he won. It promotes itself in videos like this.
Our heritage is telling woke corporations and leftist bureaucrats that they belong in the backseat.
Their plan recommends Trump crack down on immigration, scrap abortion access, NDEI, and much more.